أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبكفرهم وقولهم على مريم بهتانا عظيما وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك منه ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته ويوم القيامة يكون عليهم شهيدا. فبظلم من الذين هادوا حرمنا عليهم طيبات أحلت لهم وبصدهم عن سبيل الله كثيرا. وأخذهم الربا وقد نهوا عنه وأكلهم أموال الناس بالباطل. وأعتدنا للكافرين منهم عذابا أليما. And the people of the book, the Jews, had incurred the wrath of Allah Ta'ala for several reasons. One was on account of their disbelief, and then their making a great false charge against Hazrat Maryam alayhis salam, against her reputation. And Islam impresses a lot about guarding and protecting people's reputation, and moreover the reputation of women. وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحِ. And also they're saying, and they boastfully claiming, that we have killed Isa, the son of Maryam alayhi salam, the Rasul of Allah, and they had not killed him, nor did they crucify him. But so was it made to appear before them. And those who differ therein are full of doubts, without any proper knowledge, but speculation and guesswork. And for sure they had not killed him, but Allah Ta'ala had raised him to himself. And Allah Ta'ala is exalted in might and full of wisdom. And there is none from the people of the book but must believe in him before his death. And on the day of Qiyamah, he will be a witness against them. The Jews had made a false charge against the reputation of Maryam alayhis salam, whereas she is the mother of a Nabi of the time, Isa alayhis salam. And they did made this type of allegations and were boastful as well. Again, they were boastful about their claim that they had killed Isa alayhi salam. One was, he is a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. Then they attempting to murder him, and then boastfully claiming that we did kill him, we did accomplish our plan. Whereas they had not killed him, nor did they crucify him, but so was it made to appear before them. When a person is thrown out from the special attention of Allah Ta'ala, then he resorts to these type of things. One is, he will do wrong, and then apart from him being ashamed and embarrassed from the wrong that he has done, he is boastful about the wrong that he has done. And then this entire case was made to appear to them in this manner, that they felt, the Jews and the Christians both felt, that Isa alayhi salam was crucified, whereas that neither killed him nor crucified him. But so was it made to appear before them. The scriptures of the Christians are very clear in that the night that they had attempted to crucify him, that night all of them had disappeared. There was not a single person left with Isa alayhi salam. According to their scriptures, according to their books, all those disciples that had been with him and shown the love and the respect, but on that night, that crucial moment when he required their assistance and help, all of them had disappeared, all of them had fled. Then, number two, someone was sent to arrest Isa alayhi salam, and he himself could not identify Isa alayhi salam according to their own scriptures, until someone had pointed out to him a certain individual. In the meanwhile, Allah Ta'ala had raised Isa alayhi salam to himself, and this person that was sent to arrest and apprehend Isa alayhi salam for crucifixion, he had resembled Isa alayhi salam in some respects. So when he had some type of resemblance, they had wrongfully taken him, crucified him. After the crucifixion, now there was a great dispute, because they began to wonder that if it was Isa alayhi salam, then where is our man, the man that we had sent to apprehend Isa alayhi salam, where is he? And alternately, if it is our man that we have killed, then where is Isa alayhi salam? So they are full of doubts about Isa alayhi salam, but Allah Pak makes it very clear that they had not killed him, and nor did they crucify him, but so was it made to appear before them. So this incident of Isa alayhi salam is absolutely clear, abundantly clear. There is no ambiguity in his case, though some of the translations give a translation that is absolutely incorrect. They make it appear as though that there is some difference in regards to the crucifixion of Isa alayhi salam in the ranks of the Muslims, whereas this is abundantly clear from this verse that not killed him nor did they crucify him. So this is abundantly clear, and there's over 80 or 100 ahadith to prove that Isa alayhi salam was not killed nor was he crucified, but he was raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is so much of such abundant evidence that to reject this evidence is to reject reality. But رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. But around the time that they plotted and planned, Allah Ta'ala had raised him to himself. So the question is that how did this happen? So Allah Ta'ala says there is no need for anybody to doubt, for Allah Ta'ala is exalted in might and full of wisdom. Like Allah Ta'ala had sent down Adam alayhi salam from the heavens, we all believe in this. So for Allah Ta'ala to raise someone to the heavens in body and spirit is equally possible. It is within the scope of the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qudrat that has no limitations. The one that had taken and exalted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and raised him on the occasion of Mi'raj, had raised Isa alayhi salam also to the heavens. So there is no reason to doubt. The Christians that doubt about Isa alayhi salam and speak about the atonement, and they have to speak about the atonement, and they consider this as a cardinal belief, and they do need to have this type of belief, because they believe in the atonement of human sin. Isa alayhi salam died for your sins. In simple words, Isa alayhi salam had died for the sins of all Christians, whichever Christian, then he's got the license to sin and to commit crime. Why? Because Isa alayhi salam has died for you. So it's a license for you to do any sin, any wrong, and all your sins will be legalized for you because he had now died for you. So it's a legal passport for crime and for sin. Whereas this is totally illogical, because everybody in this world and the next, the logical situation is that every person is responsible for himself. The next person cannot be responsible, cannot be made responsible for your sin. You have committed the wrong, so you must stand responsible. Where is the justice where one person commits the wrong and the next person is being apprehended for his wrong? So they had to subscribe to this view. so that they may support the doctrine of atonement, which is absolutely false, totally illogical, and totally unjust, far away from the mercy and the compassion of Allah Ta'ala. But there isn't a single person from the people of the book, but he must believe in Isa alayhi salam before his death. Isa alayhi salam will come down from the heavens, and there will be not a single person of the people of the book, a Jew or a Christian, but he will believe in Isa alayhi salam. There will be those that will be against him, and Isa alayhi salam will wipe them out, but the rest of the people will see clear that Isa alayhi salam, the same person that we used to consider as God, now has come to us in bodily form. So we'll have no doubt, the Christian will have no doubt that he isn't God, nor is he the Son of God. And the Jew also will have no doubt, he had been subscribing to the view that he had killed him. I will see him in person, see him in life, so he will reject that past view of his that he had slayed Isa alayhi salam. So all of them will begin to believe in Isa alayhi salam, as the hadith says, لَيَنْزِلَنَّ فِيكُمْ, that Isa alayhi salam will come down to you. حَكَمًا عَدْلًا, he will come as a just ruler. He will break down the cross, kill the pig and the swine that the Christians normally devour and enjoy. And war will be ended. He'll put an end to war. Because after Isa alayhi salam has killed the Dajjal, and those people that are persistent in disbelief after he's killed them all, then all will be believing. When all will be believing at the time, then there will be no need to continue with war. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا, and Isa alayhi salam will be a witness against them on the day of Qiyamah. The hadith says it, that no person of the people of the book approaches death, but at the time that he approaches death, the angel of death smites him, strikes him on the face and on the back, and tells him, yes, this is the person that you were counting as the God or the Son of God, and this was a false belief. And this was the person that you had been boastfully claiming to have killed, whereas he is alive. So both the Christian and the Jew, he is struck by the angel of death at the time of death. فَبِظُلْمٍ مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا, on account of the iniquity of the Jew, we had made haram for them many of the things that were halal. And they're hindering many people from the cause and the path of Allah Ta'ala, turning them away and misleading them, deceiving them and turning them away from the path of Allah Ta'ala. And on account of them taking usury, whereas they were forbidden, unfortunately, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, but the same thing has flourished the entire world. People find it difficult to resist this temptation. But this was the reason for them incurring divine wrath and divine anger. وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ, and they're eating people's property unjustly, incorrectly and wrongfully. They ate up wealth of the people, and we prepared for such unbelievers, for those that reject faith amongst them, we have prepared a painful punishment. But all are not equal, all are not the same. They are those that are true and sincere. And who can be more just than Allah Ta'ala and the word of Allah Ta'ala? So where there is credit, where someone deserves the credit, Allah Ta'ala will give it to him. So Allah Ta'ala says, but those who are well grounded in knowledge, be it the people of the book, the Jew or the Christian, but he is well grounded in knowledge, and as well as the believers, they believe in the revelation sent down to you and the revelation sent down before you. And of a special mention, is those that establish salah from all these other obligations and observances. Allah Ta'ala makes a special mention about those who are regular and establish salah, emphasizing the importance of namaz, the one that establishes and does his namaz correctly with proper wuzu, devotion, coming to the masjid correctly in a respectable and calm manner, doing his obligations, fulfilling them properly and correctly, then this namaz then improves his entire life. for as long as he establishes namaz, he takes good care of namaz, the namaz will take care of him. وَالْمُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ Those who regularly give out zakat, believe in Allah Ta'ala and the last day, for such people soon will we give a magnificent great reward.